and a good Friday morning. I'm Mike Allen. That sound means it is once again time for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora with Century 21 LeMack Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning to you, sir.
I'm a little tongue twisted this
A little
morning.
Bit. That's okay. It's a change in temperatures. Yeah, it's got everybody off a little bit.
Yeah.
To go from so cold to like not too bad, is it?
Yeah.
Kind
yeah,
of
and for our new residents, people new to Arkansas, welcome to Arkansas. Another wild weather week, ice and then fog that never seemed to want to leave.
Exactly. Rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rain came in handy though, washed all the junk off the roads and
it did. It
get
did.
The debris.
It's not always like this. It's,
no.
We do have beautiful weather.
We have more beautiful days than we do questionable ones.
Yeah. So, Bob, I've been thinking about the, you know, we talk about last year's numbers a lot. And I've kind of been curious, and I wonder if you have this information where you can kind of get to it, is we saw a dip last year. And that was probably had a lot to do with the higher interest rates.
Oh, sure.
Starting to see those come down, but were people buying differently because of the interest rates last year?
As a matter of fact, as I look at my bag of tricks here, they were. And people who were coming here, as most of our market is people coming from other places, being able to sell their home where they're at, Dallas, Detroit, Denver, whatever the case may be. And then the market appreciation there has been higher than it is here. So if they've lived in that house for 10 years, they've probably made a decent buck, and they take that money, they come here, they can buy a home and not have any overhead. You know, you've got your taxes, which are nothing, your insurance, and really that, you know, utilities, and you can survive on your pension money or Social Security even for that matter, and still have a couple bucks in your pocket. So people will try to come here and just buy a house outright instead of taking a mortgage on it. And what had happened was in 2022, there were 1,174 sales. And of that, 436 people paid cash. That was 37% of the market. The other
pretty good chunk.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, the other, because conventional mortgages were only 41%. And there were some FHA loans that was 6%. VA, which we have a lot of veterans that come here, they did 73 purchases using VA loans. That was 10% of the market. And RD, which is also another big number here, the rural development loans, that was another 9%, almost 10% there. So that was in 22, but then when you come to 23, when the market was hit by the interest rates, it jumped up to 46% of the market used cash money to buy their home. That's a big, I mean, obviously almost half of the market, but when you look at it, that it's a pretty big number. And conventional loans fell to 31% from 41%. So it was a 10% drop and a 10% pickup in cash and 10% drop in people taking mortgages. So we talk about the mortgage rates, and that was what it was. That really slowed things down. Mm-hmm. People were able to sell other places. They came here with cash, pay cash for the home. They weren't, these generally aren't, you know, $350,000, $400,000 houses.
Right.
But it's homes that they can come here, they can be comfortable and live here in the Ozarks in our, you know, wonderful corner of the world here. The FHA was 7%. VA jumped to 12%, the number of veterans that came here looking to buy homes. And that was 84 homes got purchased by veterans using VA. There's a lot of veterans that use regular mortgages as well. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on their situation. And then again, RD loans, they dropped a little bit, but that big of a jump in cash, I think, really shows how much money comes here.
Yeah.
We don't realize how fortunate we are as a small community. You know, 12,000 here, 44,000 in the county. That kind of cash coming here is a huge infusion. You know, when you see the tax money that comes into the county from the sales tax, because when people come, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna paint, they're gonna carpet, they're gonna put in new cabinets and all of those types of things, and they have the wherewithal to do that coming with cash from other places.
Yeah, and they still need the same stuff too that everybody else needs.
Sure,
they're doing their shopping. I think we forget we see the population sign on Mountain Home and forget that there is a lot of people outside the city limits that make up the population of this county.
Exactly. And you got to remember that those numbers were taken just before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So the big influx of people that came in during those years, that's not reflected in those numbers. So that is something to think about as well, as far as how many how many people and how much revenue came in, because all those people that came here from other places, you know, some of them were buying houses sight unseen. They didn't care. And they went in, they gutted the kitchens, they did big construction projects. So all that adds to the local economy. Real estate's a big motivator.
Absolutely. And as the interest rates go down, do you predict a trend, a reversal of that trend that we saw last year?
I think that people are comfortable buying their home if they can. I think as the rates go down, it'll allow more people in other places to sell their home and then come here. And I think we'll continue to see. We've always been kind of a cash heavy type market. Mm-hmm. Generally, that's been primary people that come here. They want to pay cash. Sometimes they get started with that and start to go down that path and realize that, well, we'll take a small mortgage and that'll give us more play money. You know, we'll buy a boat, we'll take another trip and things like that. Because when the rates are cheap, you know, when you're getting free money at, you know, 3% or so, that allowed people to do that. Mm-hmm. They didn't mind taking a mortgage because they were able to pay it off. And I think that we'll continue to see that.
Well, we'll keep our eye on the numbers. I know you will keep us up to date.
We'll do my best.
Speaking of, it's time to take a look at This Week in Real Estate.
Yes.
Take it away.
This Week in Real Estate, there were 40 new listings came on the market, 3 commercial properties, 13 parcels of land, 24 homes came on the market. There were 22 sales, 1 commercial property, 5 parcels of land, but 16 homes sold. They range in price from $42,000 to $432,000. The average sale price this week was $196,000 with 95 days on market. So we're up a little bit from the week before, even with the weather. 11 properties expired. There were 14 residential price changes. Currently, we're at 301 homes listed on the MLS. Year to date, so far this year, there's been 30 homes have sold for $6.7 million with an average sale price of $226,000 with 102 days on market. Last year, there had been 44 sales for $8.6 million with the average sale price of $196,000 with 85 days on market. So as we talk about that and how it was from the years before, the volume has continued to fall because it fell last year from where we were in 22. But it's dropped again a little bit, but it's because of the interest rates and people not being able to sell. And the weather and the time of year, those are all factors that come into that. We're kind of weather reliant and people need to be able to get here.
Right.
So holidays are over now. Mortgage applications were up 8% from last month. Still down from prior years, but picking up 8% is a big jump and getting things done. And we're also seeing more people doing refis as well. So that's a better sign that rates are getting better or people are just getting used to it. So the interest rates this week, they're in the fives for most products, high fives, but in the fives. And I think as we've spoken so many times, I'd rather be sitting in the home that I want than fighting somebody for the home that I might be able to get and working on adjusting the interest rate later. Now is the time to actually be out there looking, and we can help you do that.
Yeah. Like you say, and this is a great saying, is you date your rate.
Yes, sir.
You're not locked in for the duration of that loan.
Yeah, that's right. It's not, you're going to keep this rate going forward. So, give us a call. Call my honey. That's the best thing you can do. She's at 870-405-0793. Check out the website, retiredtoarkansas.net. We got great cameras. We've got the whole MLS on there. There's a ton of local information on us and places where we're going to be. And I want to take a second to thank you and all the help that this Eagle gives us and getting the word out to people about This Week in Real Estate. And what we can do here in our new nest. And we're very satisfied to be here, and it's worked out very well.
We're happy to be a part of it.
Thanks,
Bob.
It's because of you.